excited about this at all? A little bit? Good. I love this. This is so much fun. Well, my name is Michael, and I get to speak to you guys this morning. This is so cool because in a few minutes, I get to baptize my eldest daughter. Come on! I'm so excited. Can you tell? I'm a little excited. So I want to tell you a story. When I was a little younger than Maddie, when I was like 8, I went to a Baptist church like this, except for one difference. It was a little sloped. And me and my brother Mark used to go in the back, sit on the back pew, and we would take nickels. And during the service, we weren't really supposed to do this, but we did anyway. It was fun. We would try to see who could roll their nickel all the way down to the front of the church without stopping. So you can try that, but it's not that steep in here. So, and we always knew exactly where everyone was going to sit, so we were always fighting for the right spot, you know, that we had a straight shot to the end. Because we were bored to tears! Every Sunday, we would sit in church. My dad played the piano, my mom sang in the choir, and we slept on the pew. That's what we did. Because we didn't get to go out like that. So we had to stay in for every sermon. But this is what it was like. Every Sunday, the preacher would get up, and he would start preaching. And at the very end of the service, they would sing this song, "Just As I Am." I don't know if you've ever heard it, but it's kind of a song you sing to go, "Come down to the front and get saved." And we would sing, like, "Just As I Am," like 12 times. And every time we'd sing it, the preacher would be like, "Come on down if you want to get saved." And he kept looking at me and Mark. "Come on down." Because he didn't have anybody else to look at. You know, everybody else was 60 and 70. They'd been there. They'd been saved for a long time. But Michael and Mark, "Come on down. One more verse." So I'm serious. That's what happened. I'm not making this up. So finally, I was like, one Sunday, I looked at my brother. I'm like, "Let's just go down. He'll leave us alone." So we did. I was 87. We're like, "We're here. Tell us what to do." He's like, "Great." Everybody goes crazy. We get baptized. And then he leaves us alone after that so we can get some good kip. And then I thought, okay, well, I'm a Christian now. I got baptized. I'm going to church. You know, I got no problem with the God thing. And we kept coming to church after that. But there was this tension going on in my life as I grew up. I kept going to church, but it didn't mean anything to me. It was still boring. And so I would hang out with my friends at school, and I wanted to be cool and fit in. So I never talked about my church life to any of my friends. I don't know if any of you have experienced that. But then when I was with my family, I wanted to be good. So I was trying to be a good person, but also be cool with my friends, you know. And then you get a little to be a teenager and you start doing some stuff that maybe you shouldn't be doing. So you're trying to hide that from your parents. You've never done that, right? No one in here has ever done that. Got locked out because you snuck out and stayed out till 2 a.m, got locked out of your house. No one's ever done that, right? Okay. Just me? Anyway, I won't tell you all my stories. But then I go off to university. And at university, I meet an animal I've never met before. And that's guys and girls who are cool, who love Jesus. I was like, wait a second. People younger than 60 years old are Christians? And they're cool? They're not like nerds who stay in the room and sing hymns and stay by themselves. They were cool and athletic and fun. And then all of a sudden something happened because I noticed that they had something I didn't have. They were confident when I was scared to death. They were generous when I was incredibly selfish. They were full of peace when on the inside I was full of angst and worry and anger. And, you know, when you go through life, you know, you kind of push God to the side. You know, you hear about God every now and then. You come to a christening or a baptism or a wedding and you hear about God. But then life gets busy and you move on and you think, that's not really for me. I don't need to worry about that right now, right? That's what happens. That's what I did. But then life throws you a curveball, right? Something happens. Somebody that you love dies. Or somebody that you love decides they don't love you anymore, and you have a hard relationship, or you lose your job, or you get an illness that you don't know what to do with, that's debilitating. And when those curveballs roll around, suddenly we start going, why am I here? And is this all there is? And maybe there's more to this than just having a job and watching football games. And in the midst of that in my own life, I was being thrown for a curve. I had some hard stuff going on. I meet these amazing people who I love to be around, and they had something I didn't have. And they loved me just the way I was. And so then they invited me to church, just like somebody probably invited you to come to this church today. And some of you are going, whoa, what's happening? People are putting their hands in the air, and there's a drum kit, and what's going on? And maybe this isn't your picture of what church is supposed to be like. Well, that was me, 21 years old, and I go to this church, and it was packed. And it was packed with people my age, not like the church I grew up in. And I was like, this is a whole different ballgame. I like this. I like these songs. I like these people. I want to be here. Whoa, hey. And that's my warning line. Go no further, Michael. And then a guy got up and he spoke about Jesus. And he spoke about Jesus in a way I had never heard in my life. And he spoke about Jesus like he knew him, like he was his very best friend. And when he spoke, I said, that's what I want. I want that peace in my heart to know that my sins are paid for, that there's a life eternal waiting for me, that I have a purpose in this world, that I have a friend in God, the one who made me forever. And it made sense. For the first time in my life, having grown up going to church, having heard loads and loads of preachers at 21 years old, I got it. And then the guy said, if you want to know for sure that you know God, that you have a relationship with God, I want you to come down this aisle. And so I can remember standing up. I got to the point where I didn't care what anybody else thought. I'd been telling people I was a Christian my whole life. But I knew inside that I wasn't. I knew that I knew everything in my head. But I had never made a decision to trust God with my heart. I'd never made a decision to place my trust in Him. John 3:16 says it simply like this. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, Jesus, that whoever believes or places their trust in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And when he said that, I thought, that's what I want! So there I was with my date. I had brought a date to this church service, and I stood up, and she's like, whoa, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going down there. And I hoofed it down to the front of the church, and I was the oldest one there. Wasn't the tallest one there, but I was the oldest one there. Still not the tallest one there. I've given up on that dream. That's why I hang out with kids, by the way, if you didn't know. And I prayed with the pastor, and this was it. This is a simple prayer. And by the way, if you're here today, and this rings true for you, if you're sitting there thinking, I don't know. If I'm a Christian, I've gone to church, I've been christened, I've been confirmed, whatever else it is, but I don't know if I've ever placed my trust in Jesus' death on the cross for the payment for my sin, if I've ever given Him my life. You can do that today. That's what I did when I was 21, and I go down to the front, and he just said, let's pray together. And so we prayed, and it was a simple prayer. It was like this. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want you. Jesus, I'm all yours. That was my prayer. And in that moment, as a 21-year-old, I became a Christian. I gave my life to Christ. I said yes to Him. And then I did something crazy. I'd gotten baptized when I was 8, you know. I decided, he goes, anyone want to get baptized? I'm like, yes! So then, I'll never forget, I called my parents, said, hey, I'm going to get baptized tomorrow. They're like, you got baptized when you were 8. I was like, I know, but this time, I understand why. You see, here's the deal. Jesus got baptized. We heard about that. Jesus told us to get baptized. And then, so we do that. And here's why. Baptism basically symbolizes the death and resurrection of Jesus. It symbolizes that what was dirty, or sin, is now clean. What was dead has now come back to life. It symbolizes that I was far from God, and now I have a relationship with God. That's why we get baptized. It's amazing. The symbolism of it. Jesus did it on purpose. He's our leader. He led the way. And then he said, if you know me, if you're following me, I want you to get baptized. And then the reason I also wanted to get baptized that day is because I wanted to stand up in front of everybody, just like I did the day I married my wife, and say, I belong to Jesus. I'm with him. I don't know if anyone saw the 2002 World Cup when Brazil won. And Kaká was out there and he lifted up his shirt. It's an iconic picture online. You can see it. And underneath his Brazilian top, it says, I belong to Jesus. That's why we get baptized. It's like we're ripping open our shirts and we're saying to the whole world, I belong to Jesus. And I want everybody to know it. And in just a minute, we're going to get to hear from these five amazing young people. And they're all going to stand up here and basically they're going to say, I want you to know that I belong to Jesus. And what they're also saying is, and I hope you will too. We want everybody to belong to Jesus. We want everybody to know that God loves all of you. And he has a purpose for all of your lives. And he died for all of you. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome? So I know that I'm the starter, and the main course is about to begin. And we're all excited, so please be quiet, Michael. Let's get to the young people. So I'm going to pray, and then what we're going to do is this. We're going to play some music, a little Amazing Grace. I'm going to take my shoes off, and this, because this does not need to go in the water, right? Yes? And all the children are going to come out. Are they cute? Are they ready to come? Perfect. Let's get them. And then we're going to do some baptisms. Yeah? Woo! All right, let me pray. Thank you, God, for today. Thank you for these young people. God, I pray if there's anyone here today who doesn't know you, my prayer right now is that they say yes to you. They say, I want you. I need you. I give my life to you today. We pray that we could celebrate with these young people, and we pray, God, that you would bless this time. In your name we pray. Amen.
As Michael's already said, this is a really exciting moment. If any of you know me, you know that this is my absolute favorite service that we get to do. And this is extra special because we have five amazing young people that are getting baptized this morning. So I want you to give them as much encouragement as you can because they're being really brave. They're going to share their story in front of a lot of people. And this is a big moment for them. So I want you to really encourage them as they do that, encourage them as they come forward and get baptized. And enjoy listening to their stories because this is an exciting moment for them. We've got another group that I think just arrived. Oh, they're just arriving now. So Maddie is first. So if you'd like to come forward, Maddie. And Maddie's going to share her story with us all. Fantastic, Maddie. You said more than enough there, but I've got a few questions for you before you come to be baptized. Maddie, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
In obedience to the call of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you repent of your sins and come to be baptized?
I do.
With the help of the Holy Spirit, do you offer your life in service to God wherever he may call you to go?
I do.
Then come and be baptized.
This is from Isaiah 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young people stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. Thank you, Jesus, for Maddie.
Please be with her as she goes forward. We love her. In your name we pray, amen.
So now if I could invite Ian up to share his story with us all.
All right, Ian, couple questions. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
In obedience to the call of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you repent of your sins and come to be baptized?
I do.
With the help of the Holy Spirit, do you offer your life in service to God wherever He may call you to go?
I do.
Then come and be baptized.
So, Ian, we have a verse for you. It's from Psalm 28. Verses 6 to 8, and it says this: Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry of mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one.
We're going to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus, for Ian. Pray that you would continue to keep staying with him, keep him strong and courageous, and help him to grow up to be a godly man all of his life. In your name we pray, amen.
As you can see, Sharon is very keen to get baptized. But we're just going to ask you a few questions first. Shona, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
In obedience to the call of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you repent of your sins and come to be baptized?
I do.
With the help of the Holy Spirit, do you offer your life in service to God wherever He may call you to go?
I do.
And come and be baptized.
Shona, the verse we have for you today is from Jeremiah 17 that says, Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit.
Father God, we thank you for Shona, we thank you for her story and for all that you are doing in her life and all that is to come. We pray, Lord God, your blessing upon her for her future, and Lord, we pray for a close walk with you all the days of her life. In your name, amen. So Caleb, I've got a few questions for you. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
In obedience to the call of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you repent of your sins and come to be baptized?
I do.
With the help of the Holy Spirit, do you offer your life in service to God wherever He may call you to go?
I do.
And come and be baptized.
Caleb, the verse we have for you is from 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 23. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So, Elias, we have a couple of questions for you. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
In obedience to the call of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you repent of your sins and come to be baptized?
I do.
With the help of the Holy Spirit, do you offer your life in service to God wherever He may call you to go?
I do.
Then come and be baptized.
Elias. The verse we have for you is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 to 19. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, be rooted and established in love, may have power together with all of the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that suppresses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God.
Father God, we thank you so much for Elias, for his story, for what he shared with us. We thank you that at his age he's made this decision to be baptized because he knows and because he understands who you are and the impact that you can make on his life. And so, Lord God, as he goes through the rest of his life, I pray, Lord God, that he would cling to you, that he would know and understand the fullness of life that he can have in you, and that he might grow in his faith, be blessed himself, and be able to bless others in all that he does. In your name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing one more song together, a final song of praise and worship to this God that we've been hearing about so much already this morning.